had a run off the corner and had momentum and could get to their quarter panel or bumper, I'd just dive in there and slide up in front of them. And that worked really well for me all night long, but there were some cars that were a little bit faster that you couldn't do that with. And when I finally got, you know, back on the lead lap with cars I was racing with, I really had to pick and choose those moments to make those passes very carefully, or I would lose positions instead of gaining them. But, you know, kind of like what Jimmy was saying, we made a few spots up. We had a good race car. I could hold on to about anybody I was behind, but I needed to have a restart to start on the outside. And, I mean, there was a couple. We made a bunch of spots up on the outside.
Ryan McGee is being Jimmy and Jeff. Like between the two of you, it's like 70-something starts here. Where does this one rank as just craziest nights that you've had at Bristol? Because multiple laps down or wrecked race cars, and both of you, I'm not sure where you came from at the end. Where does this rank as far as just wacko nights?
Heck, that's Bristol, isn't it? I'm sure I've had wackier nights and days at Bristol than this. I mean, mine, other than the loose wheel, mine was pretty... You know, we had to fight hard all night long, and when you're up top like that against the wall, I mean, mentally it's draining. You're just on the edge, waiting to hit the wall every single lap, or for the thing to jump out from underneath you. But other than that, I can't say that mine was too wild and crazy. You know, our car was solid, our team was solid. Everything else kind of was working our way. The rest of the night.
And then did NASCAR do the right thing in trying to get this to a complete finish? I know that that long caution at the end. And I can't wait.
I love the fact that race ended under green. What makes no sense to me is when it started raining hard that they ran lap after lap after lap under caution. So I think that they did the right thing, but go ask the three car. You know, I don't think it was right, you know, that they ran that many laps under caution when they started to lose the track. At that point, you got to recognize everything going on in the race, and all you have to do is you know, stop the cars and give everybody kind of that fair shot to go finish that race off. Not to mention, you know, I don't know if it needed to be a green-white checkered either. But, I mean, I can promise you I'd have a whole different opinion had I run out of fuel, you know, I think we all want to see the fans see, especially a day like today where they stay here, like you said, for 9 hours. I mean, that's commitment, and you want to give everything back to them. You don't want it to end under caution, but you got to, you know, make sense of the whole situation and what's going on from a competition standpoint as well. So I think they could have managed that slightly better, but all in all, it turned out pretty good.
Nice job, Jeff. Stan.
Stan Creekmore with RPMTonight.com. Jeff, in listening to you for 23 years, I don't think I've ever heard you, like you were in your opening statement here, be quite content at finishing third. Did you feel...
That's 'cause I didn't have a shot at winning.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Did you really feel at the restart that there was no way you were, you know, it was unlikely you would win?
The only chance I had at winning was if Kansas would have went down there and went straight, you know, which is possible. So, you know, my car really faded. I really wore the right front tire out, I think, on that last run. And so being on the bottom, had I been on the top, I might have, you know, had a little bit different opinion about it. When I was starting fourth, I was excited to get the restart going. But when I was on the inside, I was not too happy about it, especially knowing, you know, some guys have a little bit fresher tires. But, I mean, of course I wanted to race Matt for the win, but I was going to pretty much have to either take him out or he's going to have to make a huge mistake just because that inside lane is such a disadvantage.
Let's come over here far left. Kenny Bruce.
Kenny Bruce, NASCAR.com. For Jeff and Jimmy, if you want to chime in on this, 26 or so laps to go, and Kurt's got the lead, and he pits under caution. He's the only guy that comes down pit road. Did that kind of surprise you that he would give up the lead to come in and pit at that point?
I was a little surprised. I mean, his car was so good. I don't know. You know, it's hard when you're the leader, right? When you're the leader, you feel like everybody's going to do the opposite of whatever you do. I still think he had a great shot at winning the race had Carl not had his issue. I mean, to me, Kurt, on old tires or on newer tires, he had the dominant car. I was behind him a lot tonight, and I watched him do things that, you know, I didn't see anybody else do. I mean, I saw Jimmy pretty good on the bottom, Carl decent at times, but the 41 would drive by five cars in the, you know, middle of the racetrack to the bottom on restarts and then pull back up in line and you know, go to work on the rest of them. He was incredibly fast, so I don't know if he necessarily needed, as it turns out, he didn't probably need to. I don't know if they didn't get a full fuel. You know, there's a lot of different factors, but being the leader is a tough call.
Other questions? All the way in the far right corner. Jay, raise your hand. Gotcha.
Jay Pennell with Fox Sports. My apologies if this has been asked already, but it seemed like NASCAR waited a pretty long time to throw the bring you guys to the pit road and throw the red flag. Austin Dillon ran out of gas. I know you guys were pretty close. Were you surprised they waited that long? And what was going through your minds when you were just running around on caution and the rain was coming down?
You want to look at the transcript? Because, yeah, I spent a few minutes on that one. Yeah.
He covered that quite well.
I really don't want to do it again, I can tell you that.
Other questions? I think I saw another hand somewhere. Follow-up question there. She's got another question.
Sorry,
go ahead.
For Jeff, Ella and Leo doing the command, how was that for you?
Highlight for me. I mean, the day couldn't be bad after that. That was so, so cool, and they nailed it, and I'm just so, so proud of them. Yeah, that was just – I'm just so thankful to Bristol Motor Speedway and – you know, Marcus and Bruton and all those folks, you know, to do that, to invite them to do that means so much to me. And they just had a blast preparing for it, just practicing in the car on the way to school, and so funny. And Leo, he had to put his little, you know, engine rev in there at the end, which I thought was just kind of put it over the top. So, yeah, as soon as the red flag came, I went back to the bus and rewound it and watched it with them, and they were just beaming. It was awesome.
Probably one of the better ones we've heard, I'd say.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Best one I ever heard.
I know. Well, listen, guys, thank you for putting on a great show and hanging in there with us today. We'll see you at Richmond.